I remember very well saying, there's only one person in the world whose guts I hate worse than yours, and those are my own. She cried a bit and went to bed. That was the only answer to problems that she had left. I cried a bit and then mixed myself another drink. Today we don't have to live like that anymore. Max hadn't gotten that way because I didn't care. Indeed, it seemed that I cared too much. I had sent her to 4 consecutive psychiatrists, and not one of them had gotten me sober. I also sent my kids to psychiatrists. I remember one time even the dog had a psychiatric diagnosis. I yelled at Max, "What do you mean the dog just needs more love? You tell that dumb cat and dog doctor he's not a Beverly Hills psychiatrist. All I want to know is, why does that dog wet in my lap every time I hold him?" That dog hasn't wet my pants once since I joined AA, and neither have I. The harder I worked with Max, the sicker she got. So when it ended up at a psycho ward, I wasn't all that surprised. But then when that steel door slammed shut and she was the one that went home, I truly was amazed. I had begun to drink in the early years of pharmacy school in order to get to sleep. After going to school all day, working in the family drugstore all evening, and then studying until 1 or 2 in the morning, I would not be able to sleep soundly with everything I'd been studying going round in my head. I would be half asleep and half awake, and in the morning I would be both tired and stupid. Then I found the solution.